This is attorney Anthony Push with the Push & Win Law Firm. We get big results on even the most unlikely of cases. Give us a call today at 833-PUSH-WIN.
Or visit us online at pushwin.com. That's P-U-S-H-W-I-N.com.
We push, you win.
Yeah.
Yay, Ralph Eaters.
Ralph Eaters.
It's Monday, May 17th of 2021. And this is right after the Rule and Ryan Show Live ends. And we told you we always do show after the show on Mondays. Last week, we did a segment called Tell Us Something You're Ashamed to Admit That You Like. And Christina called our show and said she's ashamed to admit what her job is, but she loves her job. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you, y'all?
Hey, we're
awesome.
Great.
So I wanted to ask you right off the bat. Okay, so the very first time you're in a public setting, you're in a room with all these guys, were you freaked out the first time you took your clothes off?
Yes, of course. So this is really weird, but I had actually never taken my top off, my boyfriends had never seen me topless, like none of them. So I had done it for the first time in front of a bunch of strangers, but I worked at a club where they had, I call it stripper training wheels because we had to wear latex over our nipples. So
really?
It was like, okay, well, yeah. So I was like, oh, well, I mean, I'm taking my top off, but they can't see my nipples, so it doesn't really count.
I feel like it'd be weird. Yeah. I'd be looking at like a Barbie doll. Like,
why am I doing this? Yeah, that is how Barbie is.
Now, did the latex eventually come off or what?
No. So the club that I worked at was in the Galleria, and I guess the club didn't have a sexually oriented business license. So we couldn't show nipple, but we could wear latex over our nipples. And so basically we were topless. It was just latex over it.
Something covering the areolas. Okay.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you moved on to other clubs from then.
But going back to that part, though, what did it feel like, though? You said you did it. Ryan asked if you had, what it was like. What did it feel like? Was it empowering or was it scary as all hell?
It was really scary. And then to top it off, I had never really walked in heels. I was kind of a tomboy. So, you know, stripper heels are like 8 inches tall. So
my God.
I was like, I was walking like Bambi already in the stripper heels. And then to top it off, my knees were all shaky because I'm like topless for the first time, you know.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that first song was that you had to go out and dance to?
Yes, it was Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, was that by request or the DJ just put that on for you?
The DJ just put it on.
Like an animal. Yeah.
So what kind of, I mean, when you're having that first dance and you're ripping the Band-Aid off for the first time, Christina, I mean, I can't imagine that your dance was good. Right? Like,
it was
real stiff, kind of like. Yeah.
But they probably didn't care. They're looking at a hot naked girl.
Yeah, I don't think I ever critiqued a stripper's dance moves. Mm-hmm. Was not a very good.
She's very stiff. What's up with that? I'm trying to get stiff myself.
So you do your first dance.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Go ahead.
Oh, so actually, I did my first dance, and then this guy comes over to me, and he puts a $20 bill on the stage, and he's like, look, I think you're beautiful. He's like, but you have no idea what you're doing, do you? And I was like, oh, is that obvious?
As a regular.
He was a regular. He took me over to VIP. He was a VIP. He was like a high roller in the club. So he takes me over, and he basically like stripper trains me. So he literally bought my first date. Tells me what men like how to talk to them, the body language to use. He was like, he basically trained me how to like, and he was an older man and he was super nice. We stayed friends for the longest time.
And he was your Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, he was my Mr.
Would you
Miyagi.
Call him Sensei?
Sensei.
Sensei Tite.
Sensei. Okay, so how long did he spend with you, and was he charged the whole time he was spending time with you is the question, because you're on the clock. He's in the club. He's a VIP high roller. He got charged $2,000 to teach you how to strip?
No, see, and that was the thing. I was so new that I didn't, you know, I didn't know. And in VIP, you can charge whatever you want. and the guys can pay you whatever you want. It's usually the girls that lie and say, oh, I have to have, you know, $500 an hour up here or whatever. But that's not true.
Were you given a heads up? Like when you started doing the VIP, the champagne room and everything, there are some girls that will do other things that you won't do? Or, I mean, were you?
Yes.
I guess the question is.
Warned. Were you warned?
Yeah. Were you warned?
Well, I kind of knew what to expect. Because I actually, I started dancing because my cousin was a dancer. And then, I think I had told y'all on the first show that I was homeless at the time. So I had reached out to her because I was trying to look for a job. So then she was like, well, why don't you come work with me at the club? And I was like, oh my God, I would never do that. Like, that's just so, bleh, you know? So I ended up going to work with her because I had no money and went to work with her. And, I kind of knew, because, you know, obviously, like, it's an unsaid thing, but it wasn't until one time that I actually saw from my own eyes. I mean, there's a lot of times that you see things that you're not really
expecting. So some of the girls will engage in sexual activity with these guys back there.
At other clubs, yes. I haven't seen it.
Has this ruined you? Mm-hmm. Has this ruined you with men? Like, you've been doing it 10 years. Like, do you just look at men now and you think that most of them are just gross? I watched that Promising Young Woman the other day, and it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I actually thought that all the men, at first, I was pretty naive. So I thought all the men that went into the strip clubs were single or divorced. And
not really.
the guy that trained me, my titty Miyagi, I found out that he was married because he popped up on my Facebook and I found out he was married, and I was really upset because I felt really guilty that I was like dancing on this guy that was married, and I got really upset. And he was like, I'm sorry. He's like, I thought you knew that most of the men that came in here were married. They're just, you know, and I was like, no, I didn't. Like I felt really guilty. So, a lot of the time, you know, when men come in, they're married and they go by the whole, you know, it's cheaper to keep her kind of like mentality. So, and then, you know, I've had, you know, boyfriends or, you know, even my son's dad, whenever I come home, you know, he's ready to like, you know, do whatever. And I'm like, dude, I've been around a bunch of boners all day. The last thing I want to do is come home to another one.
At least I get paid
so
for
that. It hurts your relationship because you're not interested because you just looked at that.
How do they, curious, like, okay, so when you that get these guys you. And you're alone with them and maybe you're in like, what do you call it? The VIP room or something. How do they approach you about like how far you'll go? I mean, do they just come right out and ask, hey, will you do this or that? Oh.
Yes, it's very upfront. Like, because usually they'll still ask, they'll be like, oh, so what are your rules? So I'll usually say, look, just don't pull anything out and don't put anything in anywhere and we'll be fine. And so
that's a good rule.
So these guys,
bumper sticker.
They're angling for sex is what you're saying.
What was that?
Most of the time. He said,
are they angling for sex?
Yeah, most of the time.
Of course, or that, or to rub, or touch, or to.
So the question, Christina, that I wanted to ask you when we first talked to you, that we obviously, you know, it gets a little too deep. That's why we're on the raw feed with you, is, you know, from what we've seen and what we've heard and what we've learned on the years of being on the air, is it seems to be very difficult to sidestep the drug scene. As a stripper, like at some point, either you get hooked on the drugs or you get hooked into somebody controlling what you want to do in there. Like somehow there's a pimp gets involved or some controller of your life. So how did you sidestep or did you maybe get on drugs and you just didn't get addicted or what? Tell us that side of it.
All right. So I'm just going to be completely honest. My mom's going to be listening to this. She's totally fangirling, but my mom knows everything. But, so I did for a while. I mean, I had a drug problem when I was, fresh out of high school. So, you know, my mom was out of the picture for a while. I never knew who my dad was. And then, so after I graduated high school, it was like, I did get into drugs, but it was
what's the drug that the girls do? Is it cocaine or what?
Well, I don't know about that. I've never the clubs that I've worked at, we've been so busy, we don't really like hang out with each other like that. But I was doing pills. I was popping painkillers and anti.
So wait, you got into that before you were a stripper? You're saying
is that
so
you're homeless?
You just carried it through.
Right. So then, whenever I first started, I used those drugs to kind of like dull the like that fear that I had. But then once
dance.
about three or four years into me dancing is when I got pregnant with my first son. And that's when I completely sobered up. Like, I completely turned my life around. So the first 3 or 4 years of me dancing was like all about booze and like, you know, drugs and partying. And, you know, I had a really badass, you know, like I worked every day. So I was making $5,000 a week. So I would party all.
How old were you?
You know, party
18,
all the time.
20?
24 at the time.
24, okay. Okay. So from when you were homeless, you were on the mm-hmm. pills. You continued the pills mm-hmm. into the stripping to help you get, you know, numb the feeling, which again confirms that a lot of women will do that because they don't want to. There's not a woman that's like, yeah, look at me, I'm gonna show you all myself. There's something that they have to have an alternate feeling to get into that zone. And it wasn't until you got pregnant at 24 that you dropped all the pills and everything.
Right. I was 28 when I got pregnant with my first son. So that's when I literally, it was like an off switch. Like I completely, because you know, I grew up a lot of my life without my parents. So yeah. I wanted
to. So you wanted to be a good mom.
Turn that around. Right.
When you were pregnant, did you stop when you're like 6 months pregnant or did you like, dancing. What was the stopping? Yeah. Dancing.
Yeah.
For that time.
Oh, I found out, and
did you have a baby bump? Like, you know, people are like, hey, getting a 2-for-1 special here or what?
That's what I'm thinking.
No. So it was crazy because I found out I was pregnant and then I completely was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like I've got scared because I didn't know, you know, how I was going to get any more income. And I didn't want to go back to the club because I knew if I went back to the club, I was going to want to drink. I was going to want to, you know, pop pills or do whatever. So I went back one more time because I was like, well, let me just go so I can clean out my locker and figure out what I'm going to do. So I was on stage. I was only 6 weeks pregnant and I was super thin. So I still like, you know, didn't, I wasn't showing or any, well, you know, I didn't
yeah,
think I was
showing.
Yeah,
6 weeks is like nothing for most people, the first baby.
You're not showing.
You're not going to show.
Right.
So you're on stage and what happens?
So I was on stage. This guy, one of my regulars comes over to me and he tips me and I hadn't seen him in a couple of months and he goes, just wanted to say congratulations. I was like,
what?
I was like, for what?
What?
And he goes, you know, and I was like, no, I don't know. So I start to freak out. I'm like, oh my God, am I showing already? Is it like, what's going, you know, I was like, if he knows and my manager can see, and I'm like, so I'm starting to panic. And he goes, you know, your new addition. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, boobs, you got new boobs.
Oh, they got bigger because of the baby.
Oh yeah. My God, how funny.
Oh, you had a boob job recently or what?
No, just
no,
pregnant. When
no,
just pregnant.
When I was pregnant,
swollen boobs.
Those boobs get super big.
Oh, so he thought you'd been enhanced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let me run this down, you know, to take my mental notes here. So you started stripping while you were homeless because your cousin was a stripper mm-hmm. and she told you to try it. You were already on mm-hmm. pills on your own because of the situation of your personal life. You continued that on. But did it ever go stronger than just the pills? Christina, did you ever do cocaine or heroin or crystal meth?
No.
Or was that pushed
oh my
on
God,
you by
no.
anybody?
I actually had a few customers that would offer me like cocaine, but I was always so afraid because I knew that I have a very addictive personality. So
yeah,
I
you
didn't
could have gotten hooked on that.
Yeah. Right. So I always would say, no, I'm good. So I never tried cocaine. I never tried like meth. I never tried like any of the hard drugs. It was always just like, pills. But, so luckily I had that.
With your 10 years of experience that you're like a, like, what would you call it? Like Ryan, we called Ryan the pecker checker because he would check guys' peckers at the urinal. We make jokes about that. Like of 10 years of rubbing up against guys, are you now able to look at a guy and you can size them up?
No, never. Yeah. Never. You can. Yeah. You'll always be wrong.
who's packing and who's not.
You're like, this guy. Nope, that's it.
I wanted to go back to, okay, so you obviously have a child. So after you had the baby, how long did it take before you got back up on stage again?
6 weeks.
That's it?
Whoa.
What? That jelly belly went back down that flat in six weeks? You are not human.
You see her on Instagram. She's really tiny.
Well, yeah, but on Instagram right now, her kid's how old now? We're talking 6 weeks after the baby was born, dude. Like, everybody's got that jelly belly after you expunge the baby.
Not everybody.
No, I was very fortunate, I guess, because I would still work out. Like, whenever I was pregnant, I was still, very active. And I watched what I ate, because I would always tell people, I'm like, I hate when people say I'm eating for two. I'm like, no, you're eating for one. And then like your baby's belly is like super small. So I'm not going to, like overdo it, because I knew eventually I had to go back. Well, I wanted to go back because, I wanted to spend time with my boys, and I had a job at an oil company while I was pregnant, and I wanted to pursue that job. I wanted to stay there. But one of the girls I had, my pictures are on one of the websites for the club. So she showed them to all the coworkers. Yeah. Mm. And, so after that, I was embarrassed, at that time. Now I don't care. But, back then I was like so embarrassed that they found out and they're talking about me. So I quit and I went back to the club. And when I went back, I told the DJ, he's like, oh, where did you go? I was like, oh, I had a baby. He's like, oh, how old are you? How old is the baby? And I was like, he's 6 weeks. So they started calling me a breeder rat because I had my second son. I went to my, I had my second son a year later, and I came back at 6 weeks too. And I just, you just couldn't tell. I would just always shrink right back to, where I was.
So, Christina, what's the end game here? How long, because this is obviously a profession that has a certain shelf life. How long do you see yourself doing this?
Yeah.
Until I get my master's degree. So hopefully another 3 years and then I'll be out. And then,
at what age? Cause I'm sure it's age discriminatory. Like, there's not a lot of like 50-year-old women up there on stage.
But she got the body for it and the face.
Well, there is Ryan. We had that lady who's like the oldest stripper in Houston. She called our show. She and her daughter stripped together at one point.
Yeah.
She had her when she was like 22.
Clubs, I'm sure different clubs have different like,
but
rules.
We have what? 1,000 of them to choose from.
A lot.
Right, they do. But I mean, y'all added me on Instagram, and I feel like I have a young face because a lot of people don't.
You do.
Really...
You look very young. I mean, if I had to take a guess, I'd say you're like 23 top.
That's what I thought, 23 or 24.
Right. And
have you ever run into family? Have you ever run into anyone like you knew while
like
you were
your
dancing?
Like your mom's boss or your brother's boss or somebody awkward.
God,
like, oh, God, that's me.
Friend.
Some of your mom's church. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
I ran
Minister
into,
Jenkins, what's that you doing here?
I ran into my ex's dad. And we were dating at the time. We were dating at the time. And, I had told
my ex. Did he want to dance from you?
Yeah, it was weird.
he asked for a dance. So your boyfriend's dad asked for a dance.
Yeah. Is it because he recognized you? Because you're unrecognizable. He had no idea you're a stripper, and he had no idea who he's talking to.
No, he recognized me, but it was So I
did you refuse him the dance?
Yeah, I did. He was drunk, and I was really close with my ex's mom, so I was like, and I had told my ex too, I was like, where is your dad? I was, till 2 or 3 in the morning. Cause I was like, honestly, he looks like a regular, he looks like the kind of guys that go to my club. And, he goes, he's just out playing cards with his buddies. And I'm like, okay. And then turns out, yep, he was into some weird shit. Cause the girls came back and of course they told me, and I was like,
what kind of weird shit was he into?
Well, he was a white guy, he was older, and he had a fetish for, black young girls, and he wanted them to, spank him and stuff like that, and I don't know, it was really weird.
Did your boyfriend believe you when you told him that your dad likes to be spanked?
I'm gonna take that one to the grave.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would never want to hear that about my dad. All episode.
I feel like I need to reset, even though it's the raw feed. People who are listening to the raw feed already know who we're talking to, but it's Christina, the stripper, who's happy to strip for 10 years. Now, you said you're going to do this until
Instagram?
Your
Yeah, you want to give out your Instagram handle?
You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you want,
I'm sure people
yeah, sure.
Followers.
Yeah, my... Yeah, I would love that. My Instagram handle is Latina Christina, and then if it's okay, I would like to I have a podcast. I call myself the mediocre stripper because I've been stripping for 10 years and I've never learned how to do the split. I've never learned how to climb a pole. I'm just, you know.
Who do you talk to in your podcast? You just talk to yourself and you just give out like daily, like weekly updates on how your week was. Okay.
Right.
So it's called,
two episodes so far, because I really didn't think that there was like a market for it. I just kind of started it just for fun. And then Apple picked it up and I was like,
strippers
tell all, cool, you know,
What's it called?
The Mediocre Stripper. The Mediocre Stripper by Christina.
You got to get something flashier than that. I don't think that's
pretty funny, though. No, it is funny.
Mediocre, that catches my attention.
Especially when you say,
I
don't do
splits.
She's
a mediocre stripper. What's mediocre about her? She's still a stripper. Well, you got to have a good enough body to do it.
Guys will think that, oh, mediocre looking.
Well, it's not all for men. This is also for women.
But I think women would be interested in that because you're like,
oh, come on. What's your demographic?
Making jokes by yourself.
She's banking on guys tuning in. That's where she's
going to get. What is she
going to
get out of that? Like, if guys
anybody
tuned in,
can tune in.
Only fans.
Interesting.
Unless you got OnlyFans, you know.
Exactly. She's showing her boobies. Now, Christina, let me ask you this question, because since you've been doing it 10 years, you obviously see, I want to know, like, you know, these reality shows have, like, you know, from hair salons and all the scuttlebutt and spilling the tea and all the craziness of, I'm a better stylist than you, or why do you get all these customers? Is there like an unspoken competition or a spoken competition in the dressing room about who's going to get the most tips, or, oh, she always gets everything and they give her a better spot in the club? So what's that about? Tell me that.
So I'm very like, I have the mentality of there's enough money and enough guys to like, I'm not going to fight over money or guys or whatever. But there's a lot of times where the girls will get jealous. And they'll fight you over a customer, or they'll fight you over, you know, their customer tipping
you.
They'll physically fight you. One time a girl got mad at me and she tried to fight me because I used her song. And
oh my God.
She tried to fight me.
That's her signature song. Now she didn't go out and dance to that.
But if that's your song, though,
what was the song?
The
I'm curious to know, what's the song? What was the song that was almost
okay,
got you beat down?
You remember
down?
That song, Punjabi MC and Jay-Z, that it's like an Indian sounding.
They
song?
Play it on a commercial now. It was a Budweiser commercial, but right now it's running for another product. I just saw it the other day on TV. Yes.
Yeah, so it was that song, Punjabi MC song, and you know, me and her were kind of like Middle Eastern looking, and so I would get a lot of clients because I would tell them that I was from India, and I'm Mexican, but I would say I was from India because there's no Indian strippers. I even like,
because everybody lies in a strip club. Nothing is true.
You're like characters.
You're
like,
whatever you want.
You're like wrestlers, WWE wrestlers. There's guys that pretend they're all kinds of different characters or ethnicities.
I even started learning the language. Because, like, they would try to test me, and, like, you know, some guys would try to test me. So I started learning the language.
So you're doing your prep work.
Look at you.
We're authentic.
That's not mediocre.
So,
no,
so
not at all. That's a dedicated girl there. So what's the most is it expensive to buy all the stuff, all the G-strings and the stripper heels and all that stuff? I mean,
I'm guessing you don't want to share that. That's not like community clubs
no,
in the back.
Well, they don't have a box where they just all reach in and grab it.
That's nasty.
I get this one tonight.
Right.
Like the Playboy Playmate Club that we saw on TV. They all their bunny outfits back there.
I mean, are you the person that's going to, like, the Cindy's or what? I mean, like, where do you get all that stuff?
Right, yeah. So I usually get my stuff at Pleasure Zone, and it's pretty expensive. Like, the shoes will run anywhere from, like, the cheapest shoes that we could get are probably $100. And then if you want, like, the more prettier, like, you know, bedazzled, like, the more prettier they are, they can go up to, like, $300. And then a lot of the times they don't really last that long.
It's expensive. Yeah, what about, there's something I noticed. I haven't been to a strip club since 2005, I believe, but the girls always had like too much perfume on. I felt like there was like a like a bird bath thing right by the right when you walk out of the dressing room. The girls just grab it and just
that's involved for me. That's like a stripper no-no because A, you're not supposed to wear a lot of makeup. Yeah, you're not supposed to wear a lot of makeup because you don't want the makeup. Yeah, no glitter.
All over the guy. He doesn't want to get busted.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. So not a lot of like foundation and base and contouring stuff, but you can do eyelashes and lip gloss and stuff, but just not too much.
But you don't want your customers getting that perfume on them, right? Because then they go home and they get
busted. Right. How often? You don't want to wear...
No, you don't want to
wear you don't want to wear perfume or anything like that because they will not sit with you or they'll tell you to get up off your table. I've seen, you know, some of the new girls, they bathe themselves in perfume and they don't realize that that's going to actually deter men from like sitting with you.
Yeah, they're like, oh, I can't have that all over me. How often, is it a daily basis where you got to slap hands away where they're trying to grab your body?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. So they're always trying to, like, you know, okay, this is raw feet. So they're always trying to, like, fake finger you, like, over your G-string. And I'm like, and I do this, like, swoop move. Like, it's like this. Like, I'm not slapping his hand away, but I kind of, like just kind of swoop away from his hand, you know?
Yeah. It's the blocker, the defender.
Well, why would they do that? They think they're somehow pleasuring you or something, or what?
They're in that world, right? And they think that you want me. They think it's all one-on-one. They don't realize she's going to hop on some other guy's lap 2 minutes after you're done paying.
How delusional are these guys, though?
A lot of guys are like that, we've learned, right, Christina?
Yes. There was one guy. It was so funny. He took me up to VIP. He's like, oh, I'm going to show you a good time. He's like 80 years old. And I'm like, all right.
Good time, sister.
What happened?
We go up and, like, you know, I start dancing on him. And, you know, he starts getting excited. And he's like, I should nickname you Helen Keller because you're working some miracles, girl. And I'm like,
oh my God.
You Helen Keller.
So Grandpa.
Wow, that's a real turn on there.
That's pretty good though. You did that to an 80-year-old.
Yeah. So how much money did he spend on you? And then did he turn in like all in love with you and ask for you every day and then just start kind of stalking you out? You're like, oh God, Gramps is here again.
So then he starts flicking the bean, but on my spine, like on my butt, like on my tailbone. Like, he starts, like doing his finger really fast on my tailbone, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, did you know that all the nerves in your body end right here? He's like, just enjoy. And I'm like,
my God. That is
sounds
hilarious.
Like Foghorn Leghorn. I do declare, young lady, all the nerve endings right here on your tailbone.
That is crazy. Hey,
we have to get you on in another four or five weeks again to do a little sequel part two because we're running out of time. We have to go to a meeting.
Silly meeting.
But what's your podcast again so other people can listen to it?
It's Mediocre Stripper on iTunes and Apple. It's on Apple and Spotify. Sorry.
Okay. We'll have to give a shout out tomorrow during the show.
Hey, what club you dance at? You want to say that so people can come?
I can't.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want that much.
She's like, no.
What part of town?
Just spill the beans as long as you don't say where it is. That's all. Your save points, they don't know where you are.
Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, Christina.
Thanks for being honest.
Yeah, we thank you for all the information. I still have more questions. We'll have to do a to be continued on that.
We'll get you back on in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Just let me know and I'll be there.
Okay. All right. Take care. Thanks for listening to our show, Christina. Thanks for being part of the raw feed.
Bye.
All right. Y'all be careful. Bye.
Bye. That was fun.
What's the code word for that one?
Should we do the spine one, the flicking the bean?
Titty sensei.
I can't spell sensei, though. People won't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They can spell flicking the bean.
Flick the bean.
I didn't know we had a bean on our butt crack. We have a butt crack bean?
Oh, your nerve centers are on your tailbone. Just enjoy. Just enjoy. Could be just enjoy. Just enjoy.
That was interesting.
Okay, Raw Feeders, we'll do a to be continued with Christina the Stripper. She's Latina Christina on Instagram if you want to see her, and she's got that podcast. And I guess that's enough said for the Raw Feed today.
Fascinating, man.
Yeah.
There's some depraved people out there, man.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week, I guess. For all the info. We'll talk to you next Monday with a new Raw Feed. It's May 17th. Enjoy. Have a great day from the Rule and Ryan Show.